This is a breakthrough moment for us as a church. This is a morning we will look back on and remember. This is the beginning of a new season for us as a people of God in this place. And this is a dangerous morning to be here. I've been awake since early this morning. I have no idea what God's doing. I've been through some powerful touches of God before. Nothing like this. As I was praying this morning, as I was worshiping this morning, I've been wrestling in the Spirit in a very, very deep way. And I believe God wants to do something here amongst us this morning that has been on His heart for a long time. And it's not a time for us to wait till next week or the week after, but it's a time for now. And as I was praying this morning, I had a picture of this building. I wasn't sure if it was for this morning, but I think it is now. And I saw men and women on their knees in front of this stage, just crying out to God to move in power. And the last two songs we've sung have been about the power of God. And the words that we've had this morning about the release of the power of God. And the testimony this morning has been about the release of the power of God after months of prayer and demonstrating grace. And I'm going to ask you, church, right now, if you're sensing a move, the Spirit is stirring you right now, will you come and will you kneel at the front? And will you begin to call out to God to move in power in this place? To begin to move in His revival power here. Begin to touch people's hearts. Begin to stir people who are looking at God but don't know Him, but know that they need to know Him. And will you come and will you begin to pray like you've never prayed before? And will you ask Him to be the healer and the Savior of souls, and the one who stirs us in a church that we can never gather together the same again, that we can never open our Bibles, we can never ask without receiving, we can never pray without gifts of faith being released, that we will never miss an opportunity to declare the kingdom of God is amongst us with power, and Jesus is on the move. And will you pray that He'll put a burden on our spirits and on our hearts that we cannot let go of? That we cannot just be here for a moment and then go back to the way we were, but where something grabs a hold of our spirits and we know it's the Spirit of the living God welling up within us in power to bring glory to the King and to see His kingdom breaking out. And to see the captive set free. To see the sick healed. To see the lost saved. To see those prayers of a year being brought to fruition in a moment. And people demonstrating grace and the anointing of God. Oh, church, this is a moment. This is a time in the Spirit of God that doesn't come often. But when it does, Eddie, it's time to wake up. It's time to wake up. Yeah, we sing, we're pressing in. Can we transition to that? We're pressing in because I want to know you more. I think you were going to do it at the end of the meeting, but. Something of just pulling into God this morning. If you're here and you just think this is a lot of emotion, will you just ask God to reveal himself to you right now? I believe there's salvation to take place in this house this morning. If you're here this morning and you've never said to Jesus, I need you. I need you. And you're here, you may have been coming for quite a while. You're not quite sure why. Well, this is your morning. This is your moment. Come and mate with a powerful, awesome, living God who will set you free from everything and will give you life eternal. And I'm going to encourage you to do something very, very brave. If you don't know Jesus, if you can't say, I'm a Christian this morning is the time. While these people are praying, they're praying on your behalf, for your soul, for your salvation, for your eternity. I'm going to ask you to do something very brave. I'm going to ask you to come and just say to Peter, I want to meet Jesus now. He's a big man. He's not hard to miss. And if you need a friend to come with you, you do that right now. Oh, God. Salvation is taking place in this house right now, folks. Right now. Let's cry out to God for more. The first fruits, the anointing and the power of God. Don't let this one get away on you. Let's believe this is the beginning, that we're never going to be the same again.